The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Hump Day. We have so much to celebrate.
We have so much to celebrate.
First, it's Hump Day. So, like, let's just get that out of the way.
Most importantly, it's Hump Day.
And, like, you are about to be Humpio.
Oh my God. And Hump Day will be even more special around
here. It will
be
a celebration of you.
And my body. That's so beautiful. I look forward to that chapter for me.
It has been a whirlwind 24 hours.
It has been.
Well, it's actually been like a whirlwind 3 months for us. Well, you, but.
Right. For me.
You, yeah.
No, but the last 24 hours have been extremely whirlwindy for a girl who's already been through a whirlwind. So I can say that. As probably most of you know, I announced yesterday on Patreon and Instagram that I am pregnant.
That is so crazy.
And it's so crazy to be able to share it now. And I'm so excited to share it because being in your first trimester and like going through so many like physical symptoms and it's so emotional and your body's changing and you can't really talk about it. Like it's very isolating. And yeah. So especially to do a show where like we talk about ourselves and it's like, oh, what'd you do yesterday? I laid in bed all day. And I'm not just lazy.
Right.
It's very freeing to be able to share it now. So yesterday I posted a Patreon vlog of the past 3 months. I started vlogging the day that we took the pregnancy test because I knew that I would want, you know, a memento. I knew that I want to remember this.
You used to pray for a moment just like this. There's a fire in your eyes, I can't resist. Baby, we're going to want to remember this. Baby, we're going to want to remember this. I could taste it for... We're done?
Oh, yeah. I thought... Okay.
Cool. Yeah, no. I think that was a good place to stop.
So I posted the vlog yesterday. It's on Patreon if you want to check it out. Just going through the 3 months, you know, a lot of the milestones, a lot of how I was feeling along the way. It's been very much a journey, you know.
A gender reveal.
Yes, I am sharing the gender of my baby because, I mean, a lot of people like to tease it out. But I just want to be able to share and talk about it. Yeah. And I don't want to have to worry like, oh, wait, did I give it away?
Like did I use a pronoun? Like,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to talk about it today because I want you guys to go watch a Patreon vlog and like have that moment.
Not spoil anything.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil my own vlog, but head over to patreon.com/morningtoast. Probably the best part of the vlog is when I told Dana and Rebecca.
The best part literally ever.
Of Jackie's vlog is Ray
and Dana in the car. Mine was good.
Yours was good.
First of all, you sent us that video like when you took it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize it was going to be part of the vlog. And I watched it 1,000 times. I don't know where to look. Like, who's better to look at, Rit or Dana? Because, like, Dana looks so funny, but Rit is so, like, emotional.
Uh-huh.
It's such a great moment. I've rewatched it 100 times since the vlog came out, and I had already watched it, like, 35 times.
Yeah, so it was really special because I didn't get that many people's reactions on cameras because a lot of most of family I told via FaceTime because I just wanted you guys to know the minute that I knew. So that was, like, nice for me, but, you know, not great for the vlog.
For the vlog, for the content.
So that was really fun. And then I shared a photo of Zach and I with the sonogram yesterday my Instagram and
you got 100,000 likes.
And I got 100,000 likes. And
that's crazy.
I didn't see that for myself.
That's like half of your followers.
No, I know. And it's like, where have you guys been this whole time?
Where's that energy when I'm posting like thirst traps?
100%. No, like that was really shocking for me. And yeah. I really felt so much love and support. And I got the nicest messages and the nicest comments. And it was a very fun day. It was also like very overwhelming and emotional, and just like every day is when mm-hmm. you're pregnant, really. But it was really wonderful. So again, if you want more content and you want to know the baby's gender, head over to patreon.com/themorningtoast. And also Claudia and I are going to be doing a podcast this month, like taking all of your questions. So if you have a specific question for me, you'll be able to ask that in the Facebook group. Claudia will ask me?
Two things. One, the Facebook group has just become this like wonderful place. And everyone's like sharing their journeys with their kids. It's so cute. But the other thing is, I just have to say, and I've been like dying to say this, like since you became pregnant, like pregnant Jackie O is such, not the regular Jackie O's, there's not anything wrong with her. There's nothing. But like pregnant Jackie O is just like giving me life. Cause like now you and I like really like relate on a lot of levels. Like everywhere you go, you're looking for a chair. Like that's literally me. Like you're just eating everything, like that's always literally me.
I'm always here, like, should we order a pizza?
And like before that, you were always like, let's say one more shop before we go have lunch, you know, like you're always like wanting to like do the most, like, and not really like relax.
What did you say? Let's lay
one, like, more. No, like if we're going shopping, you're like, let's hit one more store before we go have lunch. Like, no, let's eat lunch now, how about that? Okay. So like now you're just like on my level and I'm just so excited for me.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely feeling extremely lazy, extremely hungry all the time. And that's where the journey has taken me. You know, every day is different, though. Every week is really different. Like, it's funny to watch the vlog and see how I felt in the beginning, what I, like, recognized as symptoms versus now, versus, like, I've had some really awful weeks the past few weeks. So now when people ask me how I'm feeling, I'm like, I feel great.
Yeah.
But you also, like, forget about all the times that you didn't feel great.
Somebody posted something so cute in the Toast After Dark today. From brew to bro. Because he's going to be a brother.
Bruno is going to be a big bro, and I can't even tell you about this man, Brew. And I've been trying to tell you guys, like, how close we've become. And, you know, because he's an amazing man. But, like, this man, Brew, has gotten me through the last 3 months. Like, no shade to my husband. I love you, babe. But, you know, he's busy. He works.
Works, yeah.
Brew's job
is protect mom.
Is protect mom. He's mom's male nurse. And mom needs something, Brew's bargained for it. Like, he's always, we nap together every single day. He's constantly looking out for mom emotionally and physically. And I don't know what I would have done in this time without Brew.
I really understand that. I'm so glad that he was there for you in ways that nobody else could be.
Nobody else could be. Did you see the reels I posted yesterday?
Of course.
I was sobbing. Like, that has been Brew. And I don't even have a huge, actually, I do have a bit of a belly, but it's not like a huge bump yet that he can, like, play with. So I don't even know if he knows what's happening. He just knows mom needs support. And he's like, we support you, mom.
Aye, captain.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do, where, when.
And he's hits it out of the park every time.
Well, I'm so glad that he's been there for you because, I don't know, a mom needs her Brew.
She really, really does. So glad to have that. I'm so glad to share with everyone along the way now on the show and on the Patreon and just, like, be more open about how I'm feeling and, you know, like, maybe, you know, cut me a little slack here.
Totally here and there if I show up like in a bad mood.
Yeah, if I don't show up.
No, I'm definitely gonna have to learn how to start like doing a show alone. Like just in case like you're sick, like I don't want to torture you. Yeah,
though I mean I'm out of my first trimester, so I should start feeling better. So it's like if I made it through all the other shows, I should be able to make it through the next one.
Well, that's a relief.
Knock on one. Yeah, hopefully.
This is just like a first. Like we are like a female run business. We're
in uncharted territory.
We're going to have to deal with your maternity leave. Like what are we going to do? We'll figure it out. It'll be great.
I'm like Googling like average maternity leave.
It's like 3 months. Take as long as you need.
Yeah.
Like I'll literally just sit here with my titties out like and just read ads. Whatever works. Speaking of, I don't know if it's a story. You see OnlyFans reverse. Is it a story?
It is a story.
Okay, so we'll save it.
We will speak about that. I just was reminded.
I've been thinking I really should start an OnlyFans.
You should sit on OnlyFans with your titties out and read out.
No. I think that I should. Well, that's actually a good idea. But I think I should do. I think people like really like to see me eat.
Who?
Don't be so surprised. First of all, like I've been going live a lot during my lunch hour and people are just like, yes, ASMR. And then on my TikToks, like the ones where I'm eating do so well. I think I just need to start like eating on camera. I don't know. That's where the money is. So I've heard.
I don't know. I don't like it for you.
I don't know. Now you're pregnant. You can join me.
That's true.
We could compare bellies.
So, yeah, what else? I mean, a lot of people were, like, thinking, oh my God, I need to clear up the biggest misconception. There's been a lot of misconceptions.
So do I.
The biggest one is that your TikTok is that's what Claudia was telling Ben on the TikTok about a secret.
Can I tell you that TikTok blew up and people started commenting like you're pregnant or Jackie's pregnant and I wanted to delete it because I felt so bad because like you actually were pregnant, but that's not what I was saying in the video.
No, and actually Claudia told Ben I'm pregnant and it's in the vlog. You see his actual
reaction. I was
in
the Hamptons.
You see his actual reaction.
Yeah, so like that really bothered me because then I wanted to delete it and then it's like, oh my God, an admission of guilt.
Yeah.
And I was like wondering if you were gonna like be mad at me and I was like,
lucky for you, I don't have TikTok.
Thank God. Okay, because, like, I was drunk and, like, people were, like, starting to comment really, really fast. And then people were, like, putting it in Toast After Dark. And I'm like, shit, did I do something bad? But, like, I literally told Ben a piece of gossip about someone something I heard about someone we went to college with, like that I used to know in high school.
Yeah.
It was like not a big deal. People are so fucking nosy. Like,
I know, but people just think like you keep lying about it and that's what you told him.
I'm not fucking lying.
But no, I mean, one, I don't know when you posted that, but like the timing wouldn't work out of the day that like I told family. And two, like the actual video, because Ben was golfing when I told the whole family, like Shapiro was with Olivia. And so when Ben came home from golf, Claudia told him.
And recorded it.
And she recorded it to send it to me. So that's in the vlog. And it wasn't about the TikTok.
What's the other misconception? The blankets?
The blankets is another misconception that we've been using the blankets to cover up my pregnancy. I mean, you guys, I'm not 9 months pregnant. Like,
no, it's also freezing for
real. It's like I'm in the stage of pregnancy of like big lunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's freezing for real. I never thought for a second, like definitely maybe if I'm feeling like, but I only ever have used a blanket if I was genuinely freezing because I hate how it looks on the show.
Of course. So, I'm freezing right now.
That wasn't a tell.
Okay.
There were a few other things that I saw there was one day where I did wear C-bands on the show.
Yes, you know what? I was so surprised that you did that.
Usually, I mean, there was a bunch of days where I wore them here and then took them off before the show, but there was one day I forgot to take them off before the show.
And you wear them what, for nausea?
Yeah, like for the car ride and just, the actual, I even wear them to sleep. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah, but also, like, I am just a nauseous queen. Like,
totally.
Catch me wearing C-bands, not pregnant.
Catch me outside on a boat wearing C-bands. Yeah. For sure.
And someone said, like, I offered you Zofran, which is, like, a nausea medication. I've been on Zofran. I actually haven't taken Zofran since I've been pregnant.
Jackie's been literally, like, the Zofran hustler. Hustling. Yeah. Hey, you want a Zofran?
No, I am a pharmacist.
Yeah.
And I am paid by Zofran.
I found a Zofran in Ben's wallet. Like, you gave him one once.
They're so amazing. And so, no, that wasn't... I only had a Zofran because I'm not taking it right now.
Yeah, no. And also, well, I don't want to spoil the Q&A because we're going to do, like, a big Q&A. But someone wanted to know, and it was actually a fair question, like, have you ever tried Spritz? Because
I know.
I've been pregnant.
I've been really excited to share this. So I have not tried Spritz from the can. Since they've been canned, I have not drank a Spritz from the can. In the year and a half where we were creating Spritz, we had multiple taste tests. So I've tried earlier versions of Spritz and then like later, and we gave notes and this and that. But I never tried the finished product in the can. So that will be probably like the first thing I do after I give birth.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Well, we're so happy for you. And you know, if you need anything, like just let us know. We're very accommodating here at the Morning Toast. Like, we follow all the Labor Department guidelines. Like, you take the time that you need. If you need to push a couple hours, I'm accommodating whatever you need.
Thank you very much. No, so far.
Oh, and thank you for, you know, exploiting this journey on our Patreon so we can all benefit.
Yes, but also, you know, it is nice to have like these memories to remember this.
Not only that, like the internet is so disgusting. Like, I don't know how, I have so much respect for people who just like share their pregnancy on like free platforms. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, there's such a, the people who are in Patreon and in the Toast After Dark are actual mensches. Like, everyone is a Sunday guest, you know?
Yes.
And I'm not worried at all. But like on the internet, like, I just can't believe like that people are just like always sharing so much. It's admirable because like all that information, people just like, I don't know, people are so scary.
Yeah, it is scary. But then you have like a nice day on the internet like yesterday and you're like, okay, but you know, then the mean comments haven't poured in yet.
Do not even bring that energy in.
Yeah.
No, I just want to let you know, like, not that this is about me at all and it's something I'm working through. I will kill someone. Like, if they say one fucking thing about you, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm finding their IP address and I'm taking a fucking plane and I'm going to their house and I'm having a stern talking to their mother.
Good.
That's the way to get to someone.
So if you want to say something mean, use IP damage.
Yeah. Go toast. No, I have no fucking time. Like, no fucking time. Not that I don't really expect people to be attacking a pregnant lady, but those former toasters, man, they've done it before.
Stop at nothing.
They've done it before.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know, like, you're officially on notice, bitch. If you leave one fucking nasty comment on my sister's Instagram in the next 9 months, I'm literally coming to your house.
But people might just want you to come over, so then they'll start saying mean stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm just calling your mother.
Great.
From a remote location.
Making a cameo from your mom.
Go toast.
So that's the latest with me. It's so nice to have it out there so we can just like talk about it when I have stuff to share. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, we've got a job to do here.
That's true.
Claudia, let me ask you, how was your day?
Do we really care? Let's be honest.
How's do?
Sickening. He's getting groomed right now. That's why he's not here, because it's hump day, but he's gonna look so absolutely gorgeous tomorrow.
Brew was getting groomed yesterday. That's why he wasn't here, and I would have brought him today. Oh my god, Brew was out the door with me. He walked out the door with me this morning. I was like, Brew.
He had his briefcase and he was like, I'm ready to go.
He was ready to go. But I'm doing someone else's podcast after this. So
you're busy.
It would interfere with his gym.
So time. Essentially it's podcast, podcast, podcast.
Podcast, podcast. And if we do the Patreon today.
We
podcast.
Should. But also I just have to say, I know this is like not a great time since we're all like sharing positive news. A little scheduling update. There is no show Friday or Monday because I'm going to Telluride for me and Ben's like best friend's wedding. So I'm really excited. And it's like a Western themed party. And I'm just like, I'm really excited. But there's no show Friday or Monday. So I'm really sorry. But the pregnant girl needs to rest. So yeah. Blame Jackie, not me.
No, I'm not complaining. Take all the time you need. And yeah. if it pours into Tuesday.
No, I'm in no. and out. I'm going so fast. I'm going to Colorado. But there is no show Friday or Monday. And I deeply apologize. But like literally I went to dinner with my friends from high school last night. And they're talking about like weddings because one of them is engaged. And just like everyone's weddings like are coming up. And some people have rescheduled. And it's like literally I don't have enough dress. There are not enough dresses in the world for how many weddings I have to attend. And do you know that literally every fucking gown on Revolve is on pre-order? They're like out of wedding dresses because everyone is now stocking up. No, we
have doubled the weddings this year. We have last year's weddings and this year's weddings.
No, I know. Like it's so overwhelming. Like everyone was just talking about, oh, you're going to this wedding. I'm like, I can't.
No, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Plus, it's the second to last weekend of summer, so we're using that summer Friday.
Oh, that's true. We still have summer Fridays.
Yeah, and next week, too. Next weekend's Labor Day.
It's just going to be a crazy month because it's, like, summer, Labor Day. There's a bunch of Jewish holidays coming up.
Oh, yeah, like, Rosh Hashanah is, like, on Labor Day.
Oh. I mean, I guess you're not going to really be able to sympathize with me this year because you're pregnant. You don't have to fast on Yom Kippur, which is coming up so fast. It feels like literally yesterday we posted that card, 364 days till Yom Kippur. Like, I'm so dreading it.
Yeah.
You're not going to have Yom Kippur breath. You'll be totally fine.
Yeah, but I will have, you know, pregnancy.
I think that's okay.
I don't know. Like, honestly, like, you couldn't handle it.
No, Jackie.
I keep thinking about, like, everything I'm going through, and I'm like, how is Claudia gonna
with my low tolerance for pain, like being so spoiled and like annoying, like I don't know. I think about that all the time. Okay. Trust me, it's on my mind. I don't even know if I'll be able to like do anything for like 10 months.
No, I know. I don't
think you're a man amongst boys, whatever the phrase is. Like you are a hero.
No, but like compared
no,
to
no, and like women who just go out and live their lives and like go to work, like we shouldn't have to do that. I just want
to
say.
No, it's crazy to think about. It's crazy to think about.
No, I know.
Mm. Mm. Okay, without further ado, where are you getting groomed? He's going to look beautiful whenever he does show up.
Because he knows there's like, you know, big news. And he didn't want to like show up, first of all, and steal spotlight from you today. And second of all, he wanted to, you know, in your honor, look stunning when he sees you next.
Thank you, Dew. Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Hydro Jug. So many benefits of drinking water, improving your energy, gives you mental clarity, can clear your skin, and just overall wellness. But 75% of Americans are dehydrated. When water is crucial to your health, every cell and tissue inside your body require water to function. So it's not just any amount of water. With a gallon a day, it can make a really huge impact on your overall health. And since we are in the business of trying to reduce our plastic use, enter the Hydro Jug, a half gallon of water bottle that is so sickening and cute. And it comes with this little sleeve and a pouch. You can put your phone, your keys in it, your AirPods. It's just a great way to keep you on track all day. And it kind of gamifies the whole thing. Like, you know, I'm at a quarter gallon. I'm at a third gallon, you know, things like that. Keeps you on track. It's really fun. I've seen a lot of celebrities have them and they're really just cute. And they have a carry loop. So it's really easy to carry around, especially with the sleeve. It also has like a strap. It's great. It's also dishwasher safe and BPA free. And the bottle is shatterproof. So you can take it to the gym. You can take it to work. You just bring it with you everywhere. It's like a piece of you. And it just keeps you on track. I get really bad headaches when I don't drink water. So that's why I'm always having headaches. So it's just a great little item that I feel like everyone needs, especially when we're working from home. You just like plop it on your desk. You could check out Hydro Jug at thehydrojug.com and use the code TOAST to get 10% off your order today. The hype is real. Hydro Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go. Again, use code TOAST at www.thehydrojug.com to get 10% off and start hydrating in style.
Thank you. I've been loving my Hydro Jug, especially these days. Like, nothing like a water bottle by the bed.
It's a pleasure.
First story, Kanye West files to legally change his name to Ye. If approved, you didn't hear this?
No.
If approved by a California judge, Kanye West will legally become Ye, which is his stage name. He's applied to change his legal name from Kanye Omari West to Ye, according to documents obtained by People. In the documents, he says that his decision for the change is for personal reasons and provides no further explanation.
Okay.
In order for the change to occur, a judge in California would need to sign off on the petition.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I'm sure he'll get the sign off, right?
Yeah, I mean, people change their names all the time. I didn't even know you needed a judge to do it. Can't you just, like, go to the name-changing office?
Yeah, I thought you, like, go down to the courthouse.
Yeah.
I don't know. You learn something new every day about Ye.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's gone through many a phase where his name was, like, Yeezus. And, yeah. like, I just feel like this might be a phase, you know? And I'd hate for him to make a long-term decision.
He's been Ye forever.
I just feel like, okay, that's like your name is Samantha and you want to legally change your name to Sam. Like, who cares?
I agree.
It's totally unnecessary.
I think you should have your long name and you should have your short name.
Can I have that blanket? It's freezing in here.
Yeah, there's one next to you too, though.
But it's not within arm's reach and yours is.
Oh, wow. The pregnant lady has to
reach. Oh, my God. Please. You're starting.
The pregnant lady.
Okay. Oh, thank you. It's so cold. So, yeah, this is just like kind of like an unnecessary chop.
Yeah.
Choppy-o, but... it is what it is.
You know, but I'm sure eventually he'll share
the reason. His reasons. I don't think so.
Because he's got his reasons.
You see Luke Combs announced just today, like new song tomorrow?
Brew.
South on Ya. Sounds so good.
That does sound
good. It just
so
sounds
good.
Like literally like put me in a field in the back of a truck and like I'm going to bob my head back and forth.
In a field in the back of a truck.
Yeah, no, that was a confusing
those
visual.
Are like mixed, yeah.
Okay.
Mixed messages.
Okay.
Like, do you want to be in a honky-tonk?
No, no, no. It's definitely, like, an outdoor festival song. And it's, like, we're all, like, because the beat is, like...
okay. So what about, like, at Homedale? Homedale, like, third row.
Let's talk about that, okay? No, I really
want
to talk about
that. If you're about to take a big dump on Homedale, get out.
I'm not. But the thing is, like, when country artists very rarely tour in the Northeast, specifically...
They tour. They do. They come here, and they go to either Jones Beach or Homedale PNC Bank Arts Center.
Okay, I'm not talking about Jones Beach. I'm talking about PNC Arts Center,
but if you live in New York City, those are your choices. If you're going to Jones Beach, you are also going to Homedale. That's the tour. That's the
stops. Okay, I'm just talking about as a venue. Will you let me speak?
No, but you need to have the full picture.
No, I know the full picture. A lot of these artists will come through to New Jersey at the PNC Arts Bank Center, whatever. PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale, New Jersey. It's an amphitheater. And they get, like, sickening, you know, artists because every country artist makes a stop around here, but they're not going to play arenas like they're playing in Nashville. And I just want to say, like, it's nice that, like, they come, but I just, like, that venue is, like, not doing it for me. I'm sorry. I know you have, like, a personal interest in the venue.
I love that venue.
I love it because it's the only place we get to see country, but, like, I just want to be in a field. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be on the Grand Central Parkway, Garden State.
Get grass seats.
Then I'm far away.
Right. But no, you could go to Jones Beach to see that same artist. And then you could be like by the ocean.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Jones Beach is far.
Jones Beach is overrated. The idea, like, you're literally in this like concrete kingdom. Like, yeah. It's like an old fort.
Yeah.
And like you're on the water.
Coliseum vibes.
You're on the water, which seems nice, but it's like always freezing. And by the way, the concert, it's dark out. You don't see the water.
And it's so far.
And it's far, but it's pretty probably the same as Homedale.
I feel like it's not.
But just like the it's also like the way the amphitheater is set up versus like on the water, can't hear shit. Like you're in this like fortress. I just think Jones Beach is really overrated.
I saw 5 Seconds of Summer there with Ben when they were like such a small time band and like they only had like 11-year-old followers. And me and Ben, like the tickets were so cheap. It was like seeing the Wiggles. Like it was like so... like, they were not popular, and we got, like, literally front row seats, and we felt like the biggest losers because it was actual children everywhere. But we were rocking with our cocks out. Like, we were, like, it was so sick, and that's the only time I've ever been to Jones Beach.
That's not true. We went to a festival there.
I did not go. And I was right, because I said I didn't want to go.
No, we got not these... Hot 100. That's something else.
No, Billboard.
No.
Yes.
That's Billboard Hot 100. That's oh. I went with Margo and Ben and Victor.
Yeah.
Me, you, Margo, and Olivia went to a festival at Jones Beach. It was like a lineup of days. I have pictures of you.
Yes, 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 yes. We saw that girl. Yeah, wait.
There were so many people.
No, give me a second.
Iggy Azalea was
there. Let me speak. Hold on. We saw that girl, Daya, right?
Yeah.
With the and the Chainsmokers. Or no, maybe she just sang that song.
Just Daya.
Yeah, you're right.
Iggy Azalea. I think Meghan Trainor or someone who looks like her.
Sounds turnt.
We enjoyed ourselves.
So I guess I've been to Jones Beach twice.
Yeah. I'm sure I could think of more times that you've been there. I saw Lady A there with Margot and Nicole, the Snatchlers, new episodes coming out. My first concert I ever went to was at Jones Beach.
My first concert I ever went to was at Irving Plaza. Katy Perry.
Wow, you waited a long time in life.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, kids these days are so spoiled. I feel like we talk about this a lot. Like, back in the day, going to a concert was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing when you were in high school. Like, first of all, you had to ask your parents to pay for it, which, like, never fucking happened.
And worse, they have to drive you.
Either like a chaperone.
Yeah, they have to sit there.
No, totally. Like, it was unheard of.
Yeah.
Actually, we might have went to Hannah Montana Best of Both Worlds before that. Remember at, like,
at Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah.
You would have still been in middle school or high school.
No, but we also saw Glee. Yeah, no, Katy Perry was, I talk about this a lot, but you know I'm, like, one of the OG Katy Perry fans. It's funny because, like, I don't even stan her anymore, but, like, I was her biggest fan. Like, I went to an Irving Plaza concert with my friend Alex Purcell, who I talk about a lot here, who is a toaster, and we saw Katy Perry, and it was, like, just when she had released, like, Hot and Cold, and, like, I Kissed a Girl. And it was like a turnt show. We had the best time.
I'm so happy for you.
So as far as I know, that's the first concert I went to. But Hannah Montana, Best of Both Worlds would have been before that.
No, it would have been around Glee. The same time. No, I think Glee was after.
Glee was such a good show.
Yeah, that was a good time. No,
the What's the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, I mean, nobody does a concert like Rascal Flatts. Nobody.
So true.
Oh, my goodness. But but then also, like, I've seen Adele, like, I've seen Andrea Bocelli. Like, they're just all so different. You just can't.
We've seen Stevie Wonder.
You just can't compare.
That's true.
But nobody throws a concert like Rascal Flatts.
Actually, nobody throws a concert like Taylor Swift. Like, if
but
we're
also,
honest.
Like, probably the best concert I've ever been to is, like, Stagecoach, because then I didn't have to choose.
Yeah, yeah, it was, like, a multitude of artists.
Yeah, even though Lanco didn't play Hallelujah Nights. And like,
and it wasn't a Hallelujah Night.
And that's fucking disgusting.
Disgusting.
Even though their album is called Hallelujah Nights.
By the way, their song Rival is so good.
If you ain't with me, you a rival. Rival.
Rival.
Sick.
Such a good song.
So good.
Ugh, I'm like dying to go to a concert. I've actually been like looking up so much like country concerts.
What about Kesha next week?
No, I really want to go to a country concert.
Okay.
And the only one that came was Luke Bryan. And I just like don't stan. I don't.
But remember we saw him at Stagecoach and he was unbelievable.
Yeah, but like Stagecoach just does something to you.
No,
like,
no, no. We were
if
all
I had to drive
like,
an hour and a half to Jones Beach. Just,
we were
like,
all ready to like leave early for Luke Bryan. And he just has that je ne sais quoi.
He has that stage presence for sure.
He really, really does. I think you would have enjoyed yourself.
I know. It's just not the same. I'm just like, I really need like a Luke Combs concert. It's not for so long.
Yeah.
And it's on a Monday and a Tuesday. And honestly, I might have to take the Tuesday and the Wednesday off because like I'm not going to be okay.
Okay.
I'm going to do Molly. Like,
make provisions.
No, of course. Like, I will find a substitute or we will delay the show. But, like, I'm doing Molly and, like, you can't stop me.
I know the feeling.
When you just want to do Molly at a Rascal Flatts concert.
Yes, I do. I never did it. Mostly because, like, a Rascal Flatts concert just, like, isn't long enough.
Then no, and
like,
it's too good.
Then you're like, rolling and you have to get in the Uber.
And I've never done Molly. And honestly, I think I would hate it. And then I would have a bad time at the Luke Combs concert, which is the opposite of what I intended to do.
100%. That's what would happen.
But I don't know. I still might do it.
Okay, well, that was our brief interlude on concerts.
Oh, yeah, but Kanye, good luck.
Good luck to Kanye. The courts will decide. Next up, Netflix is hosting its first ever global fan event. Bridgerton, Stranger Things, The Crown, and more will join. It's called Tudum, a T-U-D-U-M, a Netflix
Ta-dum.
Global. Tudum. Oh, because that's their sound.
Tudum.
When you turn on Netflix.
Yeah.
Tudum. Tudum.
It's not really Dudum. It's like Dudum, like. Da-dum.
Honestly, I don't care what they want to do. Like, the fact that that's what it is cute. Hysterical. And now I'm going to say nice things about this. On Wednesday, the streamer announced it'll take fans behind the scenes like never before with Tudum, a Netflix global fan event airing September 25th. Named after the signature ping viewers here after opening Netflix, Tudum will unite the production company's hottest stars and creators representing over 70 series, films, and specials on the virtual stage for an exciting experience full of exclusives and first looks, the platform said in a statement shared with People. So this is like Netflix Con.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like Comic-Con.
Netflix Con, but virtual.
Yeah, which, like, sucks, but I don't know. I think it's cool. Like, Comic-Con looks lit, but, like, I've never been interested in anything even remotely related to comics, except, like, Riverdale, maybe.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool. Like, they're opening up the cons.
Yeah, I think it's cool, and it'll be nice because we'll definitely get, like, the Crown previews, maybe Bridgerton Season 2 mm-hmm. previews, like, the press that will come out of it.
Yeah.
They'll have to, do a lot to make it press, like,
is it, like, live or it's pre-recorded?
I'm sure it's pre-recorded. Maybe it's live.
That'd be cool. Say.
Yeah. But like all the hot shows are going to be there. So like maybe there'll be some crossover. Like maybe people will fall in love at Tudum.
You think Addison Rae is going to be there? Her movie comes out like tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Are you
going to
watch it this weekend?
I'm watching it at midnight when it drops. I'm literally so excited. Okay, so here are participating programs. I mean, it's everything. Bridgerton, Cobra Kai, The Crown, Ozark, Stranger Things, and The Witcher. Also films like Red Notice, Don't Look Up, Extraction, The Harder They Fall, and The Old Guard. Also series that will be spotlighted are Emily, like just going through what we've talked about, Emily in Paris,
ugh,
Sex Education, The Umbrella Academy.
What about Vampire Academy?
No, unfortunately. Okay, so just like a lot of crap.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, I don't know if we've spoken about this here. Like, in your dream world, if they made a movie about Evelyn Hugo, Seven Husbands, who would play Evelyn?
Aza Gonzalez.
Got it. Okay, because, like, somebody was talking about that on my Instagram Live, and they said Anya Taylor-Joy, and, like, now I just can't see anything but her.
Understood. For me, Anya Taylor-Joy is Addie LaRue. You didn't read the book.
No.
It's TikTok famous. She is Addie LaRue.
Well, so I'm done taking book recommendations from TikTok.
You wouldn't. Addie LaRue is far too long and spends too much time in the 1700s. You would not like it.
Well, I have like a bunch of long flights. I have like actually like four flights this weekend because it's a one stop. And I need really good books. So I think I'm going to go with Beach Read. Oh, actually, I have my list. Would you tell me if it's good? Like what I'll
like? Okay. And then I'm going to pull up my list and I'm going to give you recommendations.
Okay. So,
but I think Aza Gonzalez would be amazing for Evelyn Hugo. Just think about it.
I still have Malibu Rising, but like I've actually been hearing like meh things about it.
I don't think you would love it.
Okay.
So,
So I'm going to do The Good Sister.
Okay, amazing.
By Sally Hepworth,
yeah,
who
our
we love.
Queen, we love.
I'm going to do Beach Read. Let me write that. And then I was thinking of doing that one Lion's Den that you said I would like.
Yeah. I think you could even do Lion's Den before Beach Read.
Or Twice in a Blue Moon, the Redheads one.
No.
Oh, Margaret put it on my list. She said I would like it.
It's, like, mind-numbing. Like,
stupid?
It's just, it's fine. Like,
okay.
But it's not going to, like, you're not going to be, like,
thinking, invested.
Invested, no.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking through books I recently read to see what I would recommend to you. The Hunting Wives.
Okay.
Put on your list.
Okay.
That's probably the only one. It's most similar
by
to
whom?
By May Cobb. By the way, you should read Eliza Starts a Rumor. I was going to say it's like,
oh my God, yes.
You would love it. You have no idea what it's about anymore. You never read it. I just would read it out loud to Claudia on vacation to make her fall asleep.
By the way, that's like when I really started reading.
No, you started.
I was like, damn,
reading.
This is like a good book. It's about like Facebook groups and like crazy bitches in Facebook groups.
You started reading in Utah. With Luckiest Girl Alive.
Oh, Luckiest Girl Alive is a book that changed my life.
Yeah, and then you took my second Kindle and you got
Eliza Starts a Rumor. What was the other one?
The Hunting Wives.
Oh, now I'm excited. I definitely want to do Eliza Starts a Rumor.
You really should. It was so fucking good.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that.
Read
okay.
that first.
Okay, for sure.
Okay, and then back to Netflix.
Yeah, cool. Like,
cool.
Hopefully one day it'll be like in a convention center. Have you ever been to like any conventions?
I went to Comic-Con once at the Javits Center.
I went to DragCon once at the Javits Center before I ever watched one morsel of Drag Race. And I feel like I totally didn't appreciate the experience. I was on a panel and I was just like, cool. Like, I was just excited to be like a part of something. But I didn't really understand like how important the event I was at was. And like,
yeah.
It kills me because I have never been invited back.
Damn.
It was awful. Like, no, like it was amazing. And like the fact that in hindsight, like, I didn't even know, like, what drag was. Like,
yeah.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, that sucks. It's like when we have someone on the toast, and then, like, afterwards
yes.
I watch something that they've done, I'm like, fuckity, fuck, fuck, I have a million questions.
That's how I feel about Chris, what's his name? Really hot hairdresser for Kim.
Chris Appleton.
Like, first of all, I've become such a big fan, like, of his work, and also, the biggest regret of my life is, like, we showed up looking like two rats who just climbed out of a sewer.
Because we were going on a flight and we just had spray tans.
We just had spray tans. Like, we were just doing the episode and then, like, getting on a plane to Nashville for the CMA Awards. So we both looked like rats.
Yeah, we did. That's my regret about it. Like,
regret is just, like, not, being more present in the moment.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah.
And, like, I feel like my opportunity, for him to think I was cool and, like, maybe offer to do my hair once, like, gone.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Are you ready for our next story?
Only if it's the next story that's brought to you by Skylight Frames.
Yes, it is.
Nowadays, staying in touch with those we love is more important than ever, and the easiest way to do it is with a Skylight Frame, a photo frame that you can email photos to anytime from anywhere. It's a great gift for someone with a birthday coming up, or someone who just had a bebe, or even just for yourself. Anyone can send photos to the frame in just seconds, so it's a great way to keep in touch with friends and family. And when your bebes are growing so much, and like grandma lives across the country and she doesn't get to see them, you need to show them, like, look, Michaela's getting big. Like, you have to show justice for the grandparents. Mm-hmm. It's also very easy to set up. So if you're not, or like your grandma's not very technologically savvy, it takes a really short amount of time and it's really not difficult. It takes up less than 60 seconds to set up. And it looks like a real photo frame that adds a beautiful touch to your home. It has a gorgeous 10-inch touch screen where you can swipe through photos with your finger and even tap to thank the person who sent the photo. They offer 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love your Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund. So when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code TOAST, you get $10 off your first off your purchase of a Skylight Frame. Just go to skylightframe.com, enter the code TOAST for $10 off your purchase. SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, code TOAST.
Thank you, Claudia. Our next story is...
It's a pleasure.
Our next story is really crazy, so I'm going to need you to bear with me, okay?
So basically you're saying don't interrupt you.
It has to do with two really important entities. One is Liquid Death, which is a water company that is
sponsored.
Also a sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
And two, Tony Hawk, okay? Bear with me. Tony Hawk is selling 100 skateboards painted with his actual blood.
Okay.
Liquid Death, the water company which claims to murder your thirst, use code TOAST, has teamed up with Tony Hawk to create a limited edition run of 100 skateboard decks infused with the skating legend's blood. Each board boasts vials worth of Hawk's DNA mixed in with the paint for the decks. He said, I am deeply thankful to have a connection with my fans, and I appreciate how Liquid Death connects with theirs. This collaboration is taking those connections to a new level, as I have literally put my blood and soul into these decks. Liquid Death said that they actually own Tony Hawk's soul. He signed a legally binding contract, selling his vitality to Liquid Death. What? And consumers can too if they want exclusive access to merch and private events.
So this reminds me, like, Lil Nas X did, he put blood in his shoes, right?
Yes, he did a blood endeavor as well.
And people were, like, outraged. Like, let's see where the outrage is with Tony Hawk.
This is
so weird. Like, we live in such a bizarre culture. I'm sorry. Like, sometimes I'm like, you ever take a step back from the world we live in and be like, what the fuck is going on? This is one of those moments.
Okay, all the time I do. Like, probably once a day. And not today. Like, I feel like this is obviously crazy. But, like, if you are a skateboarder, like,
he's your idol.
Skate is life.
No, like, honestly.
And you want to skate with the power of Tony Hawk. Like,
okay, like, let's
you've
got to
get a little blood.
Let's say, like, I could get, you know, a microphone with Taylor Swift's blood in it. Like, would I want that? No. And I'm, like, Taylor Swift's biggest fan. It's, like, gross.
What if it was.
Also, like, in the age of COVID, we're really swapping, like, bodily fluids.
Yep, we are. What if it was a guitar painted red and it had a little bit of blood?
Honestly, that sounds sick. Something to think about. Thank you. You've given me something to think about. But it's just weird. Like,
yeah, no, it definitely
is. This is like
weird.
A trend. Like, why are we doing this?
I guess this is what happens when, like, your sport becomes an Olympic sport only after your prime.
You get desperate.
You get desperate. You get crazy.
Money hungry brand deals.
And you have these radical ideas.
This is nuts.
This is nuts. I think it's like a bit of satire, too.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just. That crazy Tony.
Guys, Tony's gone crazy again.
If only you let him skateboard in the 2008 Olympics.
For two people who, like, couldn't give less of a shit about sports and honestly had, like, zero influence by Tony Hawk in our lives, we sure talk about him a lot.
He's become extremely relevant ever since, you know, he's been slighted by the International Olympic Committee.
Disgusting, the
IOC. Waiting until he hit 40.
Boom. Olympic sport. Disgusting.
I mean, I'm sure he thought about it, but I, like, when we saw the skateboarding events, like, honestly, it was pretty amateur.
It was literally child's play.
I feel like Tony could have gotten in there.
I feel like he could have beat those snot-nosed kids in 2 fucking seconds.
I wonder if he even tried.
Honestly, like, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I think Tony Hawk competing in that farce of an Olympic sport would have been, like, bad for his image. Like, him winning a gold sport, like, beating out some, like, you know, 11-year-old Romanian kid, like, that's not a good look.
I don't know.
Really, you have to go to the skate park and beat up, like, little kids to feel good about yourself, Tony?
That's not how I see it.
That's how I see it. There was not one person in that competition over the age of 18. What the fuck would Tony be doing there? I'm sorry. Like,
well, first of all, he went to commentate. And also, like, he gave his life to the sport. Like, he deserves an Olympic medal from it.
I agree. Just give him one.
Okay. That's no, that's not how it works. No, no. Especially not for a new sport.
Not for a new sport.
No. Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
Tom Girardi has been spotted at an assisted living facility after being disbarred.
Yeah.
Erica Jane's estranged husband was spotted at the Belmont Village Senior Living Facility in Burbank, California on Sunday in photos published by the Daily Mail. He wore a purple sweater over a blue button-down and khaki pants. The black eye that he sported when we spotted him earlier this month was noticeably gone.
Okay.
It is unclear why the attorney was at the assisted living home, former attorney. They wouldn't confirm if he lived there or what, but
maybe he was visiting a friend.
Here's now my antennas are going up because yeah. Do the Paps hang out at the Belmont Village assisted living home?
How are they knowing where he is? And honestly, that's what Sutton was kind of saying on last week's episode. Just kind of being like, there's this narrative being painted and like, you're kind of supporting it. And so is Tom, like 3 years head injury. He's not been the same. Like there is this picture trying to be painted of him for some reason. And this, all these quote unquote paparazzi pictures, first he looks frail, then he has a black eye, now he's in a nursing home. Like, how dumb do they think we are?
Yeah. No, I think like, I feel like if I didn't do this job, like I would just read the article and move on and be like, oh, Tom's living in a nursing home.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't have to take the time to like think, what? Where'd we get this pic?
Yeah. No, but we are investigative journalists.
Also, did he get the black eye at the nursing home?
Elder abuse? No, and like honestly, these pictures of him would be so sad if he wasn't so evil. Like you would see these pictures of like a frail old gentleman. Like
no, but that's
who used to dress so dapper.
That's what they're trying to do to you.
But we're too smart, and so are you guys. Don't believe it.
Yeah, no, maybe he is living there, but like he's living there for show.
And things have gotten like really dark with Erica on social media, and like Reyna, like of course, like anyone who's sending Erica a death threat is a moron. But she's like posting that. I don't know. She's really handling all of this in a very bizarre manner. And so was like Lisa Rinna. And Lisa Rinna's like, I feel like if Erica Jane released a line of lipsticks made of her blood, like Lisa Rinna would be the first person in line to buy them. The obsession is like a little weird.
Yeah.
It's not even like a friendship anymore. It's an obsession.
Yeah, no, they're like mutually bound.
Yeah.
It's weird. Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
It's the final story. Do-do-do-do-do. Gorgeous.
I know. The note I need to hit is a little higher. Maybe I'll get there one day.
I know. I'm just feeling like I've reached the end of my rope with this triangle. Like, it really doesn't serve me anymore. Like, I really think I need, like, a banjo or something.
I literally love this triangle. I think it's such a beautiful instrument. It's also so soothing. I imagine for the podcast listeners, like they love the triangle life.
Oh, you know what?
Here. I think yeah, that's what you need to do. You do need to put like a ponytail. Off. So off.
Oh my God. Flat. Okay. I'm ready.
No, don't knock the triangles. They're literally the best thing that ever happened to the show.
No, I know.
I can't believe we're the first podcast to think of having triangles.
No, I was saying we're the first podcast to do a lot of things. I just was saying, like, I feel like I've outgrown it in the sense that I need more.
You need more notes.
I need, like, a trumpet. Like,
you need more notes.
I need a recorder.
No.
I'm going to learn.
That's not a beautiful instrument.
How to play.
No.
On the recorder. I feel like actually it should be easy.
Okay, fine. But you can't bring your recorder here until you've mastered it. Because nobody wants to hear you fumble your way through the recorder. Nobody.
So mean.
And so true. Until you've mastered it, keep your recorder at home.
Jesus fucking Christ. My God, you're already turning into a mom.
This show is for experts only.
That's true. We talk about things 100% factual.
And no, and like the triangle, there's no wrong note.
That's true.
But if you want to fumble your way through a recorder.
Oh my God, so dramatic.
No, like, you know. That sound.
No, of course. It's atrocious. You're right.
Okay, our fifth and final story. OnlyFans has reversed their pornography ban after intense backlash. They say the platform stands for inclusion.
Sorry, I have lost literally every morsel of respect for the people running this company. Like, if you're going to make a decision that stupid, like, stick with it.
Yeah. The company told people that the proposed October 1st, 2021 changes are no longer required due to banking partners' assurances that OnlyFans can support all genres of creators. They said, thank you to everyone for making your voices heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change.
So, like, I just feel like it was such a crazy thing to do. And to go back on it, like, is so losery. But I do feel like last time we spoke about this, I gave them a really good idea. I feel like they should start a second platform that's the same kind of, you know, paying for content, but it has, like, more strict rules. And it's for, like, podcasters and housewives and, like a Patreon. And it should be called Only Friends. Like, I think that was a good idea.
No, but why can't it be OnlyFans?
Well, because it has to be a separate, like, it has to be distinguished from OnlyFans.
Why? I think they want to make OnlyFans, like, more, you know, less... about like sex stuff.
I just think it's a good idea.
Also, I saw someone message me yesterday, so I'm not sure if this is true or not, but the reason why they pushed for this move to begin with is because the banking partners were pulling their support because, like, there were instances on OnlyFans and I guess Pornhub too where there was, like, videos of rape happening.
Oh.
And they couldn't take them down. And the banking partners, like, did not want to be involved. Associated, and this has been, like, a long march to trying to stop that from happening on these platforms.
Well, that's a problem.
Right. So, again, just one person messaged me that.
Right.
I haven't seen that elsewhere, but that would maybe explain why they would do something so radical to begin with.
Well, that's so interesting because when I first heard about OnlyFans, I had heard that the major benefit of, you know, paying for porn is that when you're watching something on a free website for porn, like, you don't know where it's coming from, and it's oftentimes, like, people in those videos are victims of human trafficking, and it's just, like, unethical. And the whole idea of free porn is actually, like, not good. So OnlyFans really remediated that problem. Like, everyone is getting paid for their content. Sex workers are being compensated. They're doing everything, you know, their own consent. So if that's the case that, like, content is popping up, that sucks, because that was, like, the antithesis of why OnlyFans, like, became popular.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Just thought I'd share that.
Yes. And I'd like to share the TV recap segment, which is going to be so painful because I have reached a boiling point.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? My kettle is boiling because I'm done with The Real Housewives of New York. I think maybe for good.
Wow.
The TV recap segment in which I annihilate The Real Housewives of New York franchise is brought to you by Ready Slim's Detox Teas. If you want to feel like you have more energy, feel lighter, get a good night's sleep, and wake up feeling super refreshed every morning, the secret is Ready Slim's Detox Teas. They are made with high-quality, 100% organic herbs that gently boost your metabolism and help digestion while also reducing bloating and gas. If you want to add it to your healthy lifestyle, you could feel a few pounds lighter. Their detox teas are made with no fillers, no additives, and no laxatives, so they are safe to drink daily. Ready Slim's 28-day detox tea kit has everything you need. The Wakey Wakey Morning Detox Tea helps boost your energy levels to help you start off right, and their Snoozy Night Detox Tea helps you relax and support the natural detox process while you get ready for your well-deserved beauty sleep. And the best part of Ready Slim is how it aids in weight loss. Plus, it's keto-friendly. So say hello to a better, brighter you. And right now, for a limited time, you can save 25% off your first order of Ready Slim's 28-day detox tea kit, plus get a free collapsible water bottle. Go to readyslim.com/toast and use the code TOAST. That's readyslim.com/toast, code TOAST, to save 25% off your first purchase of Ready Slim's 28-day detox tea kit, plus a free collapsible water, readyslim.com/toast, code toast. Okay, so I just want to say, before we dive into last night's atrocity, where, like, they literally gave us the most unnecessary to be continued because nothing happened, rumors, first of all, next week is the season finale.
Okay.
And rumors are circulating that today is the Real Housewives of New York filming date, and they are doing it remotely. Andy Cohen has confirmed those rumors.
The reunion.
But, yeah. But
why,
honestly,
why
the fuck would they spend one more dollar? There would not be one thing to talk about.
No, I don't think it's about money.
Well, Andy's also on vacation, so I'm sure he didn't want to come back for this shit show.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's really crazy.
I know.
Yes. Also, do you see the rumors? And we'll get into the episode. Do you see the rumors? I think it was on Dumois,
mm-hmm,
that NBC higher ups, they're changing it up for New York, and pretty much the only two people who are guaranteed staying would be Ramona and Ebony.
Okay.
And with Lou as friend.
Oh my God, she's going to have a breakdown. Friend again.
I think she likes being friend. I mean, obviously everybody wants to be the star, but like she doesn't want to get her hands dirty on this show.
Not anymore.
She kind of floats through and like she's gotten so much out of the show. Also, the rumor had said that like NBC now owns a piece of her cabaret, I think in exchange for her staying on the show.
Wow, that's it. Her cabaret is very successful.
Yeah.
Before COVID, she was literally selling out enormous theaters.
Yeah. So that's what I read. Anyways.
No, there's something going on because, like, I think last season of Real Housewives of OC was, like, so bad that everyone was like, we need to shake it up. Andy acknowledged it was terrible. And I think compared to what we're watching right now, that season of OC was incredible. Seriously, at least something happened. Like, Bronwyn was being nuts and Kelly was being nuts and Emily was being, like, everyone was being nuts. And, like, it wasn't great, but compared to what we're seeing now, I couldn't believe they pulled a to be continued just because Harry Dubin was calling. Like, that's not a thing.
The person who mans the to be to continued sign needs
has lost their privileges.
Needs to go to be continued rehab because they're addicted to using it in the most mundane of circumstances. When they were playing pin the lips on the Harry Dubin, like, my six brain cells got up and left the chat. Like, I was losing
moronic
brain cells. So dumb. Everyone like acting like schoolgirls. Like, I mean, good on Ebony for even caring at all and being able to play this game. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. And last night I watched last week's episode plus this week's episode, which I'm glad that I did because last week's episode was actually like interesting.
The second half of Black Shabbat.
Yes. And then also just, I forget what else happened, but it was just other stuff happened. It was just a better episode. And then they went to dinner with Ebony and Louis. It was just better. And then this episode was mind numbing. The only redeeming thing I'll say about this episode, though, is they went back to Ramona's house in the Hamptons, which I know you hated.
I couldn't believe, seriously, one season, two trips to the Hamptons?
I know. But like seeing all the girls go back to the Hamptons, like where they are now, just a few months after where they were a few months ago, where it's like Ebony is now such like an integral part of the group. They were all so excited to see each other and be together. And like, it actually looked fun compared to like when you think back to 5 months ago, everything was so strained with like Leah and the plasma and the grandma and like.
No, I didn't think anything about this weekend was fun. It's so stupid.
I thought it was actually really sweet to show like how far the group has come in actually becoming friends.
No, and honestly, like, I just can't. Like, first of all, Leah has got to talk about something. Like, this is going to be mean. But it's like, in being a housewife, like, you have to be multifaceted. And part of that is, of course, family scenes. But, like, we really don't care.
Yeah.
We really don't care.
No, we really don't care
about. And it's either Leah's just being insufferable to the women or talking about her family or with her family. And, like, honestly, I don't know your family.
No, and also, like, talking about your high school antics. Like, we got that last season.
No, it's really, like, she has turned out to be, in my opinion, like the biggest disappointment in a housewife. Like, talk about someone. No one has ever had a better first season than her.
No.
And talk about like a fall from grace. Yeah, she's like, insufferable.
Why isn't she showing us like Married to the Mob stuff? Like,
why isn't she going out on dates? Like, something. It's just family and women. Like, it's, and in the women, I think I'm disagreeing with her at every corner.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, you're talking to your mom again. Like, cool. Boring.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. Oh, my God.
It is really bad.
But I did think one thing was interesting when Luann and Ramona were talking about Sonia. And they were like, you know, we both got divorced and we accrued wealth. And it's true. Like, in their own ways, like, with the show and the platform and Instagram and Cabaret, like, they both ageless. Like, they have both made a nice life for themselves. And it's like, you can never really put your finger on, like, what it is about Sonia. She's stuck in this thing. And it's because, like, she had got the show, got this platform, and stayed the same person that she was. She never accrued her own wealth. Like, she's still in this, like, money pit with her townhouse. Like, and I just thought that was, like, an interesting take on the whole thing that Ramona said.
It's true. But I also think, like, Ramona is a very apt businesswoman. Luann has been, I think she went through highs and lows, and now she's found her spot. Sonia, like, made horrible business decisions, like the toaster oven, like, you know, even
the guy who runs the Sonia guy Morgan who runs New York business,
and it's like, okay, we'll give you 5,000 of the 10,000.
No,
like,
it's so turned.
Like, it is really interesting, but it also goes to show that, like, it's not a guarantee, the success from the show.
No, not at all. And I actually was just, I had never thought of it that way, but it's true. Because, like, of course, when you're a housewife and you've been on for a while, like, you make good money from the show. But the real money is in the opportunities outside the show, like endorsements. And I feel like most housewives do, like, a pretty good job of it. But, like, Sonia just, like, can't get out of her own way.
No, and, like, she
should be so popular, famous, and successful. Like, her social media, she has an OnlyFans, like, her interns run it. It's atrocious. Like, I would love, you know, the job. Remember Big Shot with Bethany? Mm-hmm. They need Sonia to do that. Someone who has, like, a good head on their shoulders who could run her business.
No, and that's, you know what they say, you get what you pay for.
Free interns,
and that's the end result.
Totally. So it was just like last night was a dark episode, like, for all involved.
Yeah.
Except, like, I love this new thing they're doing with the Sprinter van taking it everywhere. It's stunning.
Yeah.
Gotta get the company name.
No, and also when it was just like snowy and even Leah and her big pink puffer, I was like, summer needs to end.
I know. We're literally winter. No, I can't wait. And I've made no progress in seeing the snow at Christmas, but I'm still working very hard on it. Again, this is just me putting it out there. If you have any off-market apartments that you are putting on market for rent, please DM me.
We also need to secure some road trips. And I'm thinking Newport once again.
Yes. Newport in the winter or like fall?
Like how we did last time.
I know. Our outfits were so sick.
Oh my God. It was just so incredible.
You'll be bumping in Newport.
The bump in Newport. We've got to take this bump on the road.
She deserves it. Who knows?
The bump deserves, like, just bucolic energy, snow.
Fresh air.
The bump can't ski, though.
No, Jackie, I'm telling you, like, pregnant you and I are going to be best friends. Of course, like, I've never skied in my life one time. And, like, when we go skiing on family vacations, it's like you, Ben, and Margo, like,
and swoosh, Ben, like, barely makes it out the door. Swoosh. And I'm going to miss skiing.
Now we're going to sleep in together.
I'm going to miss skiing.
That's, and then when you have a baby, like, you're gonna have to go on the bunny hill with them. Like, you're really never gonna be able to
They'll go to ski school.
They'll stay with Zach.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's beautiful.
Does Zach ski?
No.
Yeah.
He's like tried it enough to know that it's not for him.
Yeah, no, I respect that 100%.
So
we'll be in the lodge drinking, and well, I'll be drinking, you'll be eating.
I'll be eating for two.
I'll be eating with you too.
No, I would love to do a ski trip with no skiing.
Yeah, I forgot about that. What else can't you do? What are you gonna miss? Like, you can't have sushi.
Yeah, I haven't had sushi.
But you're not like a huge sushi person.
I like sushi. It's not like I've been craving it though. And also when I'm at a sushi restaurant, I just get a roll with cucumber and avocado and it's pretty good. The soy sauce and ginger tastes like sushi.
Yeah.
Soda? Soda. I have a soda when I want one. Okay. I just have decaf.
Coffee?
I have a coffee a day.
Are you allowed?
You're allowed to have up to 200 milligrams of caffeine. And my Nespresso has about like 120.
Oh, okay.
I used to drink two a day.
Yeah.
If I don't have coffee, like, I will have a headache. And
you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's not good for mother's health.
No, and the cavemen, like, we're fine.
Oh my God. That's like what's so crazy about being like so into history is just like thinking about and like studying like how women just used to like, oh, you're not feeling well? Here's wine.
Like, yeah, literally.
Literally. It's so crazy. So like, obviously I'm sticking to all the laws of pregnancy. Also, the pasteurized cheese thing is annoying. Not because, like, I love unpasteurized cheese.
What's the rule?
You can't have unpasteurized cheese, but it's, like, everywhere I go, I'm like, is it pasteurized? And it's, like,
no, but, yes. Like, are they, I feel like it's illegal to sell unpasteurized.
I don't know, but, like, literally every place that I eat, I'm like, is it pasteurized? And they have to, like, go find out, and it's, like, it is.
Where do you get cheese? Like, on your pasta? Like, is Parmesan pasteurized?
I'm pretty sure, like, all hard cheeses are. It's really confusing. I just ask everywhere I go.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I get it on my salad, you know. So it's
I'm
just
hungry.
Yeah, me too. What's for lunch? I guess, like, you can't have deli meats, which isn't
I hate deli meats.
Eat so many deli meats. But, you know, a turkey sandwich does sound good.
Oh, you can't have turkey?
Not unless it's cooked turkey, like Thanksgiving. Yeah.
The tryptophan.
Or I could like heat up the deli meat turkey, which I tried once, but it just, I felt weird after. I think it was more of like an emotional feeling of weird.
Yeah, like microwave turkey. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, no, I tried it. Can't have hot dogs, so I'm adding minutes to my life.
Oh, by the way, that was hard not to talk to.
Yeah.
Talk about
that
yesterday.
That was hard July 4th. Yeah. Damn, that was really hard. Because you know I love a freaking hot dog. Can't spray tan. They say you shouldn't spray tan your first trimester, so that's why I'm like a ghost. That's been really difficult, honestly.
That's hard.
Because like a spray tan would just like clear the whole thing right up.
Ease all your worries.
What else? There's one other thing that I was thinking that I can't, that had to do with like deli meats or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's just, all I eat is carbs.
Fabulous.
Oh, I can't have tuna fish, I don't think. Which like wouldn't sound like something I would even want, but I don't know. There's been a few times where it's like, I want a tuna bagel.
Yeah, no, I feel like you like tuna pretty much.
I do like tuna fish. Like a so like, amount. And it's just hard to find like sources of protein. Like, I don't want a piece of salmon. Send it back.
No, I had it for dinner last night and it was honestly atrocious. My friend Margot ordered spaghetti and like I've never regretted my life decisions more.
Yeah, so like it's just hard for me to get sources of protein.
What about like a filet mignon? Can you have that?
Yeah.
You should order that.
I should. Well, I'd rather like go and have it at the restaurant because like...
Delivered filet mignon just doesn't cut it. I agree.
Delivered period just...
We should go to a kosher restaurant and like have a carnivorous meal.
I would love to do that.
Lunch?
Let's make a reservation. I'm very hungry.
Well, I'm so excited for you to just like continue your journey with us, you know? And just again, can't reiterate, like if you ever need anything, the toasters are here for you. So am I. Like if you need to push off a day, like sleep in, you just let me know.
Okay, thank you so much.
More than accommodating.
Thank you so much.
And that's our show. Thank you guys so
much. And if you want more pregnancy content, head to patreon.com/morningtoast for the vlog. And the rest of the month, we'll be doing really fun stuff that we have planned. So head over there, join in on the fun. It's good times.
Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us the Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are.
Beautiful, stunning, and smart we are.
Beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. What song is that? We're singing. It's like a Jewish song.
No, it's like.
What song is that? What song is that?
Someone will tell us.
They'll tell us. Well, if you're still here, make sure to leave the triangle emoji on our Instagram to let us know that you made it to the end of the episode,
and that you love the triangle.
We love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you. Bye.